that when the soul comes to the earth to learn this lesson, very often they will also write into their plan of life that they are going to walk away from this, you know, and come into the light. And usually those that have been doing this thing will find that their compassion for others will be heightened as a result of their own suffering. The sword that is tempered by fire is very strong and very powerful. The sword that is not tempered by fire is very weak and very brittle and will break at the first blow. Right?
It's really beautifully put.
So when the sword has been tempered by the fires, then it can withstand anything. I'm talking about the fires of spirit and the sword of spirit. Because the warriors of light must be very powerful tools for oneness in the fight for light and truth and peace among humankind. Everything that you know now will begin to change. It will alter and become different. Your land will become very different. This is not the same thing as Sonji have given to you before time about the changing of the axis of the planet. That is something else that will not come in your lifetime. Do you understand? That is something else again and has nothing to do with this thing I'm speaking of now, which is in response to this question about everything getting warm and the waters getting more because the ice is melting. The other thing I'm speaking about that is not going to take place in your lifetime, it will take place in your descendants' lifetime in the next millennium. And this is where there will be a change in the axis of this place of maturity. And everything that is down will come up, and everything that is up will go down, and everything that was together will become asunder. And other things that are asunder will come back together again. Do you understand?
Yeah. Can I please ask about the animals? Because that's what I worry about in terms of the environmental things that are going on. Is there anything that can be done to help them? I mean, is there anything that can be done to assist the environment?
Everything that can be done is being done in spirit to bring enlightenment to the minds and the hearts of humankind, to assist wherever possible the creatures that need to continue their existence. You need to know that there are many, many creatures that no longer have existence. They have passed from the minds of humankind. You have only knowledge of them because of the remains that have been locked inside the stones. Is that right?
Yeah.
And they have sometimes the pictures that other human kinds have made of these creatures. And so these creatures have gone from the earth, and there will be many more that will go from the earth. Their evolution will move on, and they will leave. These will leave humankind's a little poorer, because those that come after you will not have the experience of these creatures. Mm-hmm. And for some, eventually, down the mists of time, the creatures that you have now will become as mythical beasts.
Mm-hmm. But they're okay though, I mean, do they go to spirit? Are they alright?
Of course they go to spirit.
But do they live elsewhere? I mean, what happens to them when they go to
spirit? They are in another dimension.
Oh, okay. Like the unicorns,
right? That is right.
They are. So long as they're okay, I don't mind.
You have to leave your mind from this limited perspective of this world that you have to understand dimensions. I'm not going to give this talk this night.
I know, but it just seems to be the way animals, they just seem to suffer so much on earth, and they just, I don't mind.
They come to teach you a lesson, you know, lesson of life. Ask yourself, what is it I'm needing to learn from the sacrifice of this creature?
Mm-hmm.
What can I learn from it? What is it coming to teach I?
I had a very interesting experience a couple of weekends ago. I felt I needed a treat, so I went to the zoo, and I was just watching all the animals in the zoo. It's a place where they keep animals so that people can come and see them. And it was very interesting because of the people...
Oh, I know what this thing is. This is how the star people see these peoples of the earth. That's right. Very good. Please continue.
Well, what I suppose concerned me, because I was watching not only the animals, but I was also watching the people who are coming to see the animals. And watching and listening to some of their attitudes towards them. Some were joking and not a little bit, I suppose, derogatory about how they saw them. Some were wanting them to get up and perform in front of them. And it's like they weren't willing to just be and admire their beauty. Some were. But it was all these interesting different attitudes about animals.
Mm.
And I suppose it was going through my mind about how best do we get a message through the stories or whatever to make people more aware of what they're doing.
That is what Sunji have come to do,
yeah.
To bring to the peoples an awareness of how they are with not just animals but with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunji come to bring you the best stories. It's part of the teaching that brings you towards this thing, to start to see the creatures around you in a different manner, in a different light. Also to teach you how to manage your powers of perception within you, so that you will view your world in a different manner. How many of you have yet learned how to walk on air?
Mm-hmm.
Have you learned to walk on air yet?
Done a little bit of practice, but I haven't got any really mastery.
That is all right. All you have to do is practice. That is all. That is being asked, that is all Windrunner is saying to the little bear cubs, practice, practice, practice. When you are full grown, you will have practiced enough and you will be doing this walking on air without even having to consider it. You know? And you will suddenly arrive at this place of mastery without really realizing that you have arrived. Just in a little makeup, when he is walking across the grass and he is walking so softly that he does not leave behind his footprints, and then when he stops and he turns around, there behind, nothing is disturbed behind him, then he says, "Oh look, I have done it. I have walked on air." You know, he has arrived at this point of doing something without realizing it. The difficulty is that with the little backup and with most of you, as happens to most of you, when you get excited, down back down to the earth you come, and then you start to gallop along leaving all these great big things behind you. You know, all these paw prints behind you. Is that right? And you look back and you say, "Oh, I forgot." So, when you are going through your life and you are coming to a day and everything is going wrong in your day and you are moaning and groaning and crying and weeping and gnashings of teeth and tearing out of hair, this is you galloping across the grass, leaving behind your footprints, you know? And when you stop and you stand still and you stop with all these behaviors and things, and you say, deep breath of life, oneness, I give it to you, it's all yours. I'm certain that you don't want I to be in this pickle. Show I how I can best serve you with all these manner of things that's going on about I. Show I how I can serve you in amongst all this pickle. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And when you do that, and you come back to your center and into the calm peace of within you, then you will begin to move through your life again. And you will move through it, focusing on this breathing, focusing on being a channel for oneness, focusing on doing everything that oneness wants you to do. Oneness wants you to go and comb this person's hair. Oneness wants you to go and write this letter, these scribings. Oneness wants you to go and use your bells. Oneness wants you to go and do some other thing. And so on and so forth. And then you come to the end of your day and you look back behind you and you see that you have left no footsteps because you have walked on air. Do you understand? Mm. Learn the lesson of the little baker. Learn to walk on air. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Didn't the
dinosaurs
still live in
another dimension? These big creatures you have in your mind, they are in another place, that is right. They have left this physicality, however they have their existence in another physicality. And other beings of that physicality are having to learn to live with them. No?
Are they
they are the same size.
No, I mean the ones that where the dinosaurs have gone, the ones who are having difficulty having to learn to live with them.
Oh no, they are the same size.
Oh, same size. So all very large.
No. These creatures are very large and the peoples of this place are the same as yourself.
Oh, okay.
Somebody asked whether there was people on the earth at the same time as a dinosaur that you speak in your mind, and other people are saying, no, there is not. I'm saying to you, there were humankind. There were creatures on two legs that lived about this time on the earth. You do not know about them. However, you are finding evidence of them slowly now, and it will be found that I'm giving you the truth of this thing, that the peoples that lived upon the earth at the same time as these large creatures of which you speak, you will find evidence of them because they were here. They were the peoples of the earth that lived here before.
What were they
like? That answers that question.
What were the people like?
Very black, very hairy.
Read the Mammoth Hunters. There's a book by Jean Oriel called The Mammoth Hunters.
What is this thing?
It's a story about what you're talking about, but it's pretended. But it's quite true.
It's not really sitting with my children.
Not really sitting with my children,
is
it? I'm sure Joshua
would love to read it. Pretending story. It's not a pretending story. It's a story about truth. These were peoples that living on the earth many moons past.
Sanjay, were they the first people? Were they the first things on earth?
They evolved to be the first peoples of the earth. That is right. They changed from being how they were when the peoples from the skies came. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Peoples from the skies came and
to the wild
little bits of hanky-panky, you know? And you have yourself. You became who you are now, slowly.
Sanjay, I know that you've answered the question.
A moment before you say, there's a question that is going about the story of your scribings, about the beautiful garden in which lived is that right? The peoples, the first peoples, and this is great. I'm going to be great consternation about this because this is a story that gives us. Story about how the peoples from the stars came to the earth to have this thing come to pass, you know. And it is a symbolic story. There is truth in it. However, it is symbolic. So, don't say it is nonsense, because it is not nonsense. It is true, that story. Like the other stories that you have among your peoples that I speak to you about before time, all your stories are true. They have the basis in truth. They have just been made to be simple, so that the story can be passed along to the peoples in a way that would be understood. And the story is given to children in this manner. And the peoples came from the heavens, from the stars, and they were made in to the first man that you know as yourselves, the first beings. Now, because the peoples of many moons past did not understand about the visionary peoples, they did not understand about this thing. So it was given to them as a story to remember how they first came to be, the first man and first female on the planet of this place. So the peoples that came from the stars have the same magic that you have now in your world, and more so, more magic, you know? The magic of physicalities as well as the magic of that which is locked away inside your heads, you know? And these peoples, when they came, wanted their children's, their creations, to know from whence they came. They wanted them to know that they were special created beings. They were special created beings. And they wanted this to be passed along through the knowledge. And so it came down through the peoples, passed along in the stories of peoples all over the place. There is much in this, and there's much questions that can be asked, and I will answer for you about all these things. And you have the symbols of the tree of knowledge. You have a symbol of the serpent. The tree of knowledge, on which is the fruit that the peoples of the earth and new creations partook. This is the knowledge that was given to them to enable them to grow and to move forward and to develop. Without this knowledge, they would have remained stationary in their evolution. They needed this knowledge in order to move forward. However, there was a little warning given at the same time, and that is that not all knowledge is good knowledge, that sometimes the knowledge can be used for destructive purposes and not constructive purposes, which is part of what I mean bringing to you this night, this teach. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't make small of these talkings about these teachings. You need to look at them with different eye. Don't reject them. Don't throw them away. It is just another facet of the diamond, you know. Embrace it. Embrace it as you would the stories of fairies and unicorns and dragons and witches and wizards and so on and so forth. Enjoy the story and look into what is behind the story. Look at how all the different little pieces of the puzzles come together to make the big picture in front of you. It may be that you only get to see this little piece of the picture first, and then you might get to see this little piece of it. By the time you get to the end of this life, you will have managed to connect up those two pieces of picture. you know? And the picture, this is the bit that you get to see, you know? And the picture is that big. Many lifetimes for you to see it all. So don't get lost in one thing. And know that everybody's facet is valuable. Don't make small of anybody's facet. Honor it. And honor the peoples that follow that facet. Don't make small of them. You would not want them to make small of you. Don't you make small of them. This is the law, is it not? Is it not? This is the teach that was being brought to you many times, many moons, by many different beings have brought this teach to the earth. Don't make small others because they follow a facet of the diamond. Now, what of your earth time?
3 quarters of an hour.
Just enough of your earth time for you to share love with each other, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to do for this?
Yeah. Sanji, can I just ask you one more question? It's about an animal in this country called the possum. And it's eating the trees in the forest. And they're all being poisoned with cyanide or shot. Is there another solution to this problem?
This is another lesson that needs to be learned by humankind. This creature is not going to go away. When you take for something from one place of living and you put it in another place of living, and you have taken it from a place that it is native to itself, then it will do something different. Sometimes it will thrive more than you would like, and sometimes it will disappear altogether. When you have it is not just creatures, you know, you have plants that grow that are taken from one place to another and put into the earth to grow, and these plants, where they come from in the native place of living, are beautiful and are treasured for their beauty. And yet when you put them into another place of being, everybody gets fed up with them and everybody gets cross with them because all of a sudden there's too many of them. And they don't like it because they become dominant, and that which used to live in this place of being is made to go away, does not live anymore. When you take humankind from one place of living and you move them to another place of living, you know, it may be that they will thrive more than you would like. You understand? Many moons passed, the peoples of the earth would take humankind from one place of living to another place of living and would, by force, they would take them from one place to another place, you know? And then when there were many of these peoples of this, from this first place of being, when there's many more have come together, the peoples that bring them to this place say, there's too many. There's too many of them. What can we do about them? What can we do to change this? Do you kill them all because you no longer want to have them there because there's too many of them? Or do you learn to live in harmony together? Even though it may mean that some of the original habitants will have to give up their place to those that they brought in. Same lesson applies. Do you understand? There's a lesson. The animals come to teach you lessons. Apply that lesson to everything else and you will find what I'm giving you now. This is a teach of truth.
Can I ask a question relating to that? Because there's lots of places in the world where the native peoples are really having to fight to, I suppose, hold their own culture, hold their own way of being in a place because these other people have been imported or whatever, or have migrated to into these areas. How do these types of things can be resolved?
There is a difference between when peoples come and conquer a place, when peoples come and invade and conquer a place, to when you have somebody who comes and takes people from their place and bring them to their place of living.
Right.
There is a very big difference. These peoples that are fighting to retain their unique heritage will fight and have the right to fight because they were invaded. Like parasite coming in, you know?
Yeah.
So they were invaded, and so they have a right to fight for their own identity. However, the peoples that have stolen other peoples from one place of being and taken them to another place of being, I say to them, stop whinging. Know this word? I find this word.
Yes, it's a good
word. Is when somebody is making noises in their mouth and in their mind and they don't want this. Like small child, I wanted it before, now I don't want it. Take it away. Like this. You can't do that. You cannot take something from its place of living, steal it and put it in a new place of living and not have a consequence. Is that right? You cannot do that. And it is the same with all things. Human kinds, animal kinds, plant kinds.
Coming back to about the original question, the possum carries bovine tuberculosis. That's one of the main reasons I want to eliminate it.
I'm not giving you any argumentations about the reasons why you might want to make this creature go away.
That's a destroyer. Yes.
You may have many good reasons for why you want to make these creatures go away. The peoples that have stolen peoples and put them in a new place have many reasons that they say are good reasons for why those peoples ought not to be there anymore. Or why they must be controlled.
I'm speaking about African Americans.
Not just this. There have been people stolen of fair skin and taken to dark skin countries.
There's a lot of...
It has happened all over your planet.
Yeah. Oh.
Throughout your mankind history.
Yep. It's just still going on.
That is right.
There's, for example, I hear stories where families go, for example, like to Disneyland and babies are stolen. Young children are stolen. Yes, I've heard stories in like around Asia, and there is a great trade in children because families they are born to families, however, families cannot feed them and look after them. So
yeah,
that's all.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, so it does go on.
Ponder on it. The law is a sign. It is the law of the cosmos of which I speak, not the law of the earth. However, the law, the teaching, the learning is a sign, and it is a truth I give you. Apply it. Inside the bodies of those that come from one place to another, there may be sickness in their bodies that the peoples of the other place don't want among their people. And so on and so forth.
That seems very harsh, doesn't it?
The world in which you live, moment before Shema, the world in which you live is a place for learning, a place for your awareness to be heightened, to be brought out, to teach you how to change your attitudes, how to change the way you look at your world, how to change the way you are with everything and everybody around you. You change yourself and start to be different with everybody around you, and everybody around you will have to change also. This is the power of one. You know? The power of one. It is also the power of oneness working through the power of one. One person can make a big difference. All you have to do is do your day of your life for oneness. Without a reservation. Everything in it. This is yours, oneness. All the coin of life, the energy of it, I give to you. You can't give oneness coin of life. Oneness has no use for the physicality of the coin of life. However, oneness can use the power and the energy of it to manifest through the peoples of the earth that it needs to manifest through, to bring more enlightenment to the peoples of the earth. That is how it is. And all the other things that you have of your life, it is all part of the power.
What about when, like, I'm meant to be, like, learning all this stuff, and I mean, I have grown a lot and everything. Then sometimes, like, just in the last week, I've felt quite down, which is quite unlike me these days. But, and it's been other people who are sort of spiritual but not following any particular thing or anything. They've come along and helped me. And I've been really grateful of the help. But at the same time, it's like, well, isn't it me? I'm supposed to be setting the example, and here I am being picked up by other people all the time. Like,
it is because you have been galloping across the grass and leaving behind footprints. You have forgotten to walk on air. Now, little Shemin.
Was it any person that could use all of your brain?
Not yet. It would be too dangerous for your earth. You understand?
Yeah.
It would be too dangerous for your earth. This is how it is. We come now back full circle to the beginning. That not all knowledge is allowed to be given.
Do you have a couple of messages?
And because we have come back for circle now, it's time to finish these speakings. Is that right? We have come full circle around. Thank you, little Shemi. So now it is time to engage yourselves in the dance of love. And the dance of love is healing energies that are channeled through you to each other. And will teach you, don't get frightened by it. I'm going to stay with this body and I'm going to watch for you.
What's the music with love? Hungry love.
I might have to ask little one about this thing. Okay. Of the air about the angels. People that have not been receiving these healing energies need to sit first to experience the feeling of it. Also to learn to understand what is happening and taking place, I will speak to you first. Let this child sit first.
I'll sit.
You can sit. Melvin would like to sit. Yes, come on.
I've been busy
today. Would you like to sit
for a minute? No, I'd rather not join in at all because I've still got influenza. I don't want it to. I don't want to expose anybody else to what I've got.
Dibs.
Do you have another seating?
Well, we can make one. We can make one on the side.
There's no one here.
Sonja can. I'm going to come for this.
Who wants it?
I do.
She's going to talk. Oh.
Oh, I catch lots of things, especially when they fall down. Lots of soundings, and remember the dancing. This is the dance of love, this being a channel for healing energies to flow through you to each other. Those of you that are sitting, you have a job to do. You're going to close your eye. You're
inside of you the word of life, and you're going to talk to oneness. Tell oneness all about your problems with life. Oneness will come and send the energies of light to lift your burdens. And the agents to lift your burdens are the peoples and spirit that come and work with the people that are standing with you to be the channel for healing energy. And there is going to be, for those of you that have not received this thing before, an asking, do you mind being touched? And you're going to say, no, I don't mind. Of course, it is good to be able to touch each other with love and kindness, and to use this over the parts of the body for protection of the body. You know, like this thing. So men with women and women with men, you have this protection. So that you can go to all the chakras.